Here on episode 725 of the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, we're so excited that you are joining us here in the audience because you're going to discover the inspiring journey of Mujiba Salam Parker. And also, she is known as the Empowerment Queen TM. Learn how she overcame adversity to create a life of ease, prosperity, and fulfillment. And you're going to get to hear how she paid off her 30-year mortgage in less than 3 years. We'll also chat a little bit about her coaching programs, her best-selling books, her newest book, and her powerful gratitude practices to attract your desires fast. You're here listening in to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and we're going to get started right after this quick intro. Don't you move.
Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia.
And now,
here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting live from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard and seen all across the world wide web. We are so excited that you are with us over on Facebook, like three different places on Facebook. Those that are watching from YouTube, we appreciate you. Listen, if you like this content, subscribe to our channel and also hit the notification button so you don't miss any of our broadcasts. Hello to those over on Twitter, on Stitch, and on LinkedIn. We're super excited. And certainly those that listen to us in our podcast version, Apple Podcast and iHeartRadio and Spotify. We are so excited that you check us out. And certainly Blog Talk Radio and Charvette.com. We're glad. We're super excited to have you here today with our topic. I know that there are several of you that are interested in this topic here, how our guest paid off a 30-year mortgage in 3 years, in less than 3 years, right here on episode 725. So what we want you to do is go ahead and share this broadcast out. If you're live with us, tag someone in it who you know needs to hear this content, and let's get the party started. If you're brand spanking new to us, and you're like, hey, this is my first time listening and watching, go ahead and let us know in the chat wherever you are watching. And let me go ahead and introduce my guest, because she is waiting in the virtual green room, ready to come up and chat and share with us today. And so we're super excited to have Mujiba Salam Parker with us, also known as the Empowerment Queen TM. She empowers those who are seeking a better way to finally get what they really want in life. She teaches individuals how to live with ease, peace of mind, and prosperity. Mujiba is the creator of the Thank God Gratitude Journal Collection, Thank God Products, and Achieve Your Success Coaching Program. She is also a published author, 4 books under her belt. Her latest, The Universal Attraction System, How to Easily Attract Your Desires Fast. And as we stated before, she also wrote a wonderful report that you can get your hands on. And she published this called How I Paid Off My 30-year Mortgage in Less Than 3 Years. And we know that a lot of you that are watching this and listening to this broadcast are business owners, your leaders, you are high achieving people in your careers and your businesses and all of that. And so we're always thinking about cash flow, right? And we're always thinking about how can we help with our cash flow. And so exciting to have this conversation today, especially for those of you that are entrepreneurs. Listen, we see you coming on in. Hello, Ayana. She is here listening in for great information. Hey, Sheila, thank you for tagging someone. We appreciate it. Hey, Dr. Val, thank you for popping on in. She just got back from Africa. Of course, my mom is in the building. Hello. And my sister and Deborah over on YouTube. We're glad to have you. Without further ado, put your virtual hands together and claps up as we bring our guest up to the mic, Mujiba Salam Parker, coming right now. Thank you and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Show.
Thank you so much, Charvette. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. How are you doing today?
Great. Excited to share this information.
All right. Well, listen, we are here waiting to hear about it. Hello, Dolores. You said great day. Hello. Teresa Friday coming in from our Facebook community. We're glad to have you. So I want to go back to 2008. So take us back to 2008 after leaving your full-time job. You ended up on welfare. Talk to us about that.
Well, I had been at that job for about 7 years, and I felt that it was time for me to move on because I was really getting into becoming an author, and I felt excited about sharing my message with other people, and I wanted to focus more energy into that. And in the process, I also decided that I wanted to run for mayor of the city of Camden. Wow. And so I was promoting myself as an author as well as a mayoral candidate, because it really was in my heart to help the city of Camden, help the residents of Camden, and to provide my motivational message with Camden residents and the world. And so I decided to move on, and I had funds that I was able to use to support myself. And eventually, because I was spending a lot of money for marketing and, you know, getting the word out, you know what it's like being in business and spending on that. And then also just my regular expenses, daily expenses. So eventually I ran out of money and I didn't win the election. And so I was okay with not winning the election. It wasn't a lifelong dream of mine. It was something that came up after a number of individuals felt that with my background, I would be a great candidate. And I said, you know, I think it would be great to position myself, if this is something that God has for me, to be in line to receive that. And so that I can serve the residents in the city well. So after running out of money, I decided I had to go on welfare because I didn't have any income.
We got to stop the presses. Yeah. So had a full-time job. Great. Decide to leave to pursue public service. I'm going to serve the public. You're going to be your author. Money runs out. You end up on welfare. How did that impact your confidence, your esteem, where's my life going?
Yeah, originally, I wasn't happy with it, but I felt confident during the whole process because I knew that God was with me. I knew that He was always with me. And, in my first book, His Inspiration Through Me, I talk about how God is with us. He always has our back. We have to submit to Him. And also have strong faith and make choices that are right for us, and to continue in that path of working with God to achieve your success.
Coming so in partnership.
I was okay.
Okay.
Yes, definitely.
So going on welfare, public assistance. What happened? How long were you on that? And what started turning the tide for you?
I was on welfare for about 2 years, because I was continuing to try to work on my business. Hi, Erin. and so eventually I knew that I had to get back to work because I wasn't bringing in enough income with my side business, or I should say my full-time business at the time. I wasn't bringing in enough to really sustain myself. And so I eventually worked at getting another, full-time employment and got back on my feet. But during that process of being on welfare, it was definitely a humbling experience. I saw what poverty, real extreme poverty was. Yeah. And I realized what the difference, the difference between what a want and a need is.
Oh, that's really so well that. Said. Well said. And so after this 2 years, this kind of 2 year stint, really, what was the catalyst? What was the jolt or the move for you?
The catalyst was I was losing my house to a short sale. And so I said, okay, I need to, start really preparing myself, because during that time I was able to I wasn't able to pay my mortgage. And so I was able to stay in the home, but I wasn't able to pay my mortgage. And so I said, okay, it's time for me to really, start looking at going back to working for someone else. So that's when I really said, okay, it's time for me to get back on my grind and get a job.
Okay. And so I know our viewers and our listeners are like, okay, that's like, we hear now, she's going to tell us, how in the world did she pay off a 30-year mortgage in less than 3 years? What were the beginning stages for you? Or what do you tell people?
Well, the beginning stages in terms of recovering from being on welfare was, again, having a job that I was able to sustain myself. I was able to get a one-bedroom apartment. So I was able to eventually move into an apartment. But that, when I sold the house through a short sale, I became homeless because I didn't have an apartment to go to at that time. And I was working on it. So it actually only was a period of 2 weeks, but I was homeless because I didn't have a place to go to of my own. I stayed with family. I was with my mother for 1 week and my grandmother for another week. I've always had supportive family and friends in my life. And then I got back on my feet with the apartment and the full-time job. Okay. And I started to rebuild my credit because I had a lot of debt while I was on welfare, because I used some of the monies that were from a credit card. I had money that I had saved, I had retirement money, and then I had a credit card, a very large balance that I was using during that, that time. And so I had to rebuild my credit. Mm-hmm. And I was able to get a car, which was a good way to rebuild my credit. And then I eventually was in the apartment. I loved the apartment, but the rents kept going up. And so I said, you know what? This is not making financial sense anymore. I need to get a house again. And so during that process, I had just finished filing for bankruptcy, because I had all of that debt, and I didn't have enough income to really pay that debt back. It would have been many years of me paying that back. And after a lot of thought, speaking with a pastor about it and a business friend, because I really felt bad about filing for bankruptcy. I always had heard, that was something that you didn't want to do. And of course, that's not, something that you seek to do, without thinking that that's what you want to do. But after thinking about that, I saw that that was the best option for me at that time. And so after filing bankruptcy, after 2 years of filing bankruptcy, you can actually purchase a home again as a first time home buyer, which was a great benefit because I didn't have to have a large amount of down payment. I was also able to qualify for a grant for the house that I bought, because the house was new construction that was built with some grant monies. And so.
Okay. So wait a minute. Pump the brakes. Listen, you are dropping some. So Brandy was like, "Woo!" She definitely persevered. Absolutely. And so,
yes.
Things I'm going to recap for those that are just coming on in. Hey, we're at this radio show, episode 725. Our guest, beautiful guest, is talking to us about her background, how she paid off her 30-year mortgage. So a couple of things. So worked on your credit. You might be listening, you might be shame or whatever if you've been through a bankruptcy, but to know that you can qualify as a first-time home buyer, so that might be a nugget for somebody that's watching. And then how did you find out or hear about grants related to the home buying process?
I was looking at what housing was available, and I knew about this development that's in the city of Camden. And I wanted to come back to the city because I had moved outside of the city for when I was in the apartment. And the housing just happened to have been built with grant monies, and they had some grant funding that was available for the down payment. I did have to come up with some money for, you know, additional and with the closing costs. And I had a 5-year tax abatement. So, I mean, it was like everything was just falling into place. It was really falling into place for me. And that's what I said, you know, when you know that God is with you, it really helps you in terms of when you said confidence earlier, that I knew that things would work out for me. I knew that things would work out. So one thing I want to say is that everyone should feel that way. You should know that God has your back. He's always there for you. So it's no need to not have confidence and know that you can achieve your success in life.
Yeah. And I see hearts coming up in our Facebook community. Thank you. Thank you all for throwing up the hearts there. And so, but you still went in with a mortgage. So you, you still had a mortgage once you went into the house. So what are a couple of things you would say to people who are looking at, okay, hey, I want to pay off my mortgage early. Maybe they're a business. You might be a business owner and you're saying, hey, I want to reduce, you know, my expenses, or I'm getting older. I don't want to have, you know, this mortgage. And so what are a couple of things that you, because you still had a mortgage. So what are a couple of things you recommend for people?
Okay. So one thing I would recommend is something that you shouldn't do that I did do, which was I refinanced my mortgage after almost 5 years, because I had that tax abatement that I mentioned, and my mortgage payment was lower. And so with my income not having increased significantly enough to handle that increase in my mortgage payment with the taxes, I refinanced to make my payment lower. But in doing that, I had to put more money in for closing costs. And then you're starting I started a whole 30-year mortgage all over again. And so I would say don't refinance. Here's what not to do. I would say don't refinance unless you're really getting a very significant lower interest rate. But also, I would recommend that people really decide how much extra money they can put on their mortgage as an extra principal only payment. And, you know, you really have to look at your budget to see where you can make adjustments, you know, reduce some costs. It does require you to be diligent. Also, I would say you can get some rental income, which is something that I did that made a big difference, made a huge difference, I will say, is that I had tenants.
Within your current house. All right. So listen, listeners. This is awesome from the sense of this show is about, our goal is to motivate, excite, and influence. And so there's always a different way of thinking about something, maybe a way that you have.
That's right.
So this was an innovative way. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. And it was great because the way my house is structured, I have 4 bedrooms, 2.5 baths. And so I was able to rent out 2 bedrooms, and I had rental income from 2 units. So it really made a big difference. And originally I didn't have those rooms set aside to just be rental units. But after I thought about it, you know, it made a lot of sense. Made a lot of sense. And sometimes you have to do things that you've never done before in order to get something that you've never had before.
Ah, how about that? You might have to do something you've never done to get something that you haven't had. Oh, my good. Yeah. And so then in 3 years, you were able to pay off a whole entire mortgage.
Yes. Yes. And that was from having the rental income, really going over my budget, so that I could see how much I could pay extra as a principal payment. Anytime I had extra funds, like if you have a tax refund, you're getting paid the three times in a month, putting that extra funds on your mortgage as a principal only payment, making sure that it's only a principal only payment, because you don't want to put that funding toward interest payments. Yeah. And and then also I did use some retirement funds as well to put toward my mortgage, because I was really, you know, really excited about reducing the time of my, you know, of having a mortgage. And during that time, some of my investments were losing money.
Okay.
And I'm sure a lot of people, you know, probably have experienced that. You start to look at your portfolio and it's like you're seeing thousands of dollars just going away. You know, that wasn't a good feeling. And so I said to myself, you know, I have a low risk tolerance. And so I wanted, and so especially after all that I've been through, because when I had the short sale, when I had
just, having a house, and so at least you can say, if any, whatever else happens, and like, I have somewhere to lay my head that I own.
That's right. That's right. And that's one of the things from that experience, is that it gave me that motivation to really be serious about it.
So we have some questions coming in from YouTube. What if you are afraid to have strangers in your home? Very valid question.
Very valid question. And that's she's a friend of mine too. But you definitely, the tenants that I have are medical students. And so they are very serious about their studies. And I also did background checks. Credit checks, required a guarantee on the lease. So I definitely did my homework to make sure that they were reputable people. We had an interview, so I took it very seriously.
I mean, you know, this isn't far-fetched from Airbnb. This is literally why Airbnb blew up. It's just this is a more ongoing process.
Yes.
So it's
about this is that Airbnb, that's a lot of traffic, you know, going into your house. This one is more stable. You know, I've had 10-month leases, so it's definitely been stable. And I highly recommend it. We actually don't even really see each other much, you know, because they're always studying, you know.
Yeah.
So
we have another question coming in. And thank you, Carla R. Jenkins, on Twitter, who just retweeted. We have another question. Do you recommend biweekly payments for your mortgage versus monthly payments?
I do not recommend biweekly as a preference. Now, what I will say about biweekly payments is that it does shorten your mortgage by about 5 years on average. And the reason for that is because you're making one extra payment per year. But when you are making more principal only payments, you're dramatically reducing the principal, and it's reducing the amount of interest that you have to pay. And not only interest, I'll also say the mortgage insurance, because when you have an FHA loan, or if you pay less than 20% of a down payment on your mortgage for a conventional loan, you have to pay mortgage insurance. So that's an additional expense. So between the two, I was able to save almost $100,000 by paying off my mortgage 27 years early.
Somebody need to throw up some hearts, some love, some claps. And also, you know, just let us know in the chat if you're listening live or later, like if this just sparked anything. We're not saying you're going to go, you know, but if this sparked anything, sparked you thinking about your mortgage in a different way. And I think this lens, so I've just popped up mymortgagepaidoff.com. So I've had that up for a while. If you're listening to the podcast, look down below in the show notes and we have the link there for you. But I think this lens.
Very,
yeah.
Charvette, I'd like to just jump back to the question about strangers in your home. You also, you don't have to actually have a stranger. You can have someone who's a friend, you know, that or a friend of a friend that you know that needs a place that's more affordable. You know, because I know of someone that has a relative that's living with them that is providing rental income. So it doesn't have to be a stranger. So I just wanted to make that point as well.
Excellent point. Excellent point there. And this lends very well to the empowerment queen, like your core, you know, you helping people really with manifesting, you know, what they desire, like literally, you know, now you have all of this income, I won't even say disposable, this income that you were would have been paying a mortgage, now you can do some other things. And so how has gratitude played a part in your gratitude journal and journaling? How does gratitude play a part in this?
It really plays a part because it makes you focus on the good things. You know, you really stop and you're appreciative for what you have. And the way gratitude works is the more you appreciate what you have, the more you have the opportunity to appreciate more because you are appreciative. So it's definitely something that you would I strongly consider someone doing is to keep a gratitude journal and to focus on being grateful for what you have.
Yeah, wonderful. And your latest book, The Universal Attractions System, How to Easily Attract Your Desires Fast. So congrats on that. And tell us, give us a little sneak into what's in there.
Well, that is about universal laws, because universal laws govern the universe, and they are always operating. So it's very important to know what they are, understand them, and then also apply them so that you can receive your desires. And so the law of attraction is one, but there's, you know, several others. You know, there's the law of detachment, the law of abundance. So, you know, it's really important to understand what they are, because the sad part is if you don't understand what universal laws are, it can hurt you because you don't get the results that you're looking for.
Yeah. All right. And if you work with clients one-on-one, what type of coaching programs do you offer?
Well, I have an online coaching course because I'm not ready to take on clients right now. I have an online coaching program that has six sessions to it. And it's basically to help people identify what success means to them, because a lot of people don't really know what they want. So it's important to go through all of those steps. So I walk them through the process and how they can begin to attract what they want into their lives. And I also even talk a little bit about business as well, because sometimes, you know, achieving success requires going into business for yourself. If not full time, you know, you can start on a part-time basis.
Yeah, I highly recommend that. That's such a great point, Mujiba. And so where, like now, I'm sure you have a lot of people who are very focused on like that mortgage piece, like, and that's, I'm sure, why you put the report together. Any other thoughts about pursuing any other public service or any of that? Or you kind of hung your hat up on that?
Well, I'm still open to public service. I'm actually working full time now for a federally qualified health center. So I am providing public service in terms of doing grants. I'm a grant manager. I do help individuals who need healthcare services, and we help individuals regardless of their ability to pay. So I am continuing to do public health,
you know, wonderful. It is all laced in there. Any final, listen, we this flew by. Any final thoughts or comments you want to and so we celebrate, number one, like how I paid off my 30-year mortgage in less than 3 years. We celebrate that. Any final comments related to that or the report that you've created related to it?
Well, I wanted to say that I really recommend individuals to get the report, because I have a lot of information about saving money, because that's really important too. You know, you'd be surprised the money that you can actually save. And consistency is what really helps you in paying down on your mortgage. And also with the report, I have a free copy of my book, The Universal Attraction System. And I think that's really helpful because I actually use the principles in that book to discover how to pay my mortgage off, because I didn't have a blueprint about paying my mortgage off, but it was something that I wanted to do. And so the book, you know, really helps people to attract the desires that they have. And it just really shows you the universal laws that are in place that help you do that.
All right. Well, definitely check out mymortgagepaidoff.com. Those that are listening to the talk radio show format or the podcast format, look down below in the show notes. We've got all the links there for you. Go ahead and follow us wherever you are watching, listening, subscribe to our YouTube, subscribe to our podcast, all the things. And Mujiba, tell me what continues to motivate you.
I love helping people. I really want to empower as many people as I can. You know, I had gone to a business seminar years ago, and we had a session about discovering your purpose in life. And I thought my purpose was to motivate people. But when I was meditating about it, I felt like God was telling me your purpose is to empower people. And I was like, empower. I said, you know, I thought it was just motivate. I was like, my people have power that they don't realize that they have. And I want them to use this power. So with all the products that I've been doing, it's helping people to empower themselves and understand the power that they do have. So everything that I do in terms of being an author is to help individuals to empower themselves to achieve their success.
Well, and we have Miss Woods is a living testimony coming into the chat here, saying, I have the report and it is super helpful. I recommend it, especially in this economy. So thank you, Miss Woods, for being here. We didn't pay her to pop that in the comments there. So let me drop that link again, mymortgagepaidoff.com. You can go purchase the report. You can go purchase the report. Is not expensive at all. And then you still get also a free book on top of the report.
Let me just say this too.
Yeah.
Everything that I have, all of my books, they're all very affordable because I didn't want price to be something that stops someone from getting information. I want especially our people to get this information because we need to do better in terms of our economics, our economic status. Yeah. So I want people to get this information. It's really not any excuse to not, you know, have this information that's going to really make a difference for you and your family.
Absolutely. Well said. Well, thank you so much for stopping by the Charvette Mitchell radio show. We are excited. We got connected with your through your PR, Lily. So shout out to Lily and all the connections that we had there. And thank you for stopping by the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Charvette. It was a pleasure talking with you.
Oh, a pleasure on my end as well. All right. It is a wrap for today. And so again, if you are like, oh my goodness, I just came in at the tail end, go to charvette.com. That way you can see literally all of our guests and we have our full bio and all the links. So charvette.com is really one of the best places. If you're like, hey, I missed part of it or I missed the link, charvette.com. If you're listening to the podcast, the talk show or the live stream, check out charvette.com because we have the full bio for Mujiba Salam Parker, the empowerment queen. All right, it is a wrap. Again, thank you for being here. Thank you for the new viewers and listeners that jumped in on episode 725. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes. Yolanda said, that's me. I will do the replay. It's going to be there for you. Thank you, Lorraine, for popping in and saying hello. Thank you so much to all of you that are here. And this segment was brought to you by my seventh book collaboration called Position to Pivot, Empowering Strategies for Your Next Chapter. Listen, we're shipping books this month. We're shipping books this month. So if you're on sharvet.com, there's a icon. There's on the homepage. There's in the sidebar of the each page. There you can place an order. Sharvet.com is where you can go and just order thousands and thousands. I joined forces with 11 clients, women leaders and women entrepreneurs. And if you're in a place of pivoting or needing a change, a pivot doesn't have to be a whole 360. It could be just a slight turn. And if you're feeling that, this book is something that you need to grab. So grab the report from our guest today and go ahead and put your order in for Position to Pivot. This segment was brought to you by Position to Pivot. All right. We'll see you all later on the web. Bye.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you've been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Catch Charvette Mitchell every Tuesday at 6 p.m. interviewing all the stars you want to hear from. So until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. This is the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.